starting Isha Shalom till the end of the Masechta, it's all a Guna Shailas. The whole sugyos here is all about cases where there's an Aguna, when do we have Nemanis to allow her to remarry? It's very nice. The sugya, it's a very involved sugya, Bechlal. There's a lot of historical, information that goes into it, just all the different issues that come up over the Doros. And it's all based on these two prakim. Everything comes out. It's not a lot of Gemara, but it's a huge amount that comes out in Halacha. I don't know if there's any that has as many tshuvos written about it as the sugyas of Aguna. So the Mishnah starts telling us this din about a woman that she's believed to say that her husband died. There's Shalom Ba'olam. The Shalom Ba'olam and Shalom between her and her husband, and then she comes and says her husband dies, she's believed. So Pasha is what we would think. We already learned Isha Rabbah. And we know that there's something called an Eid Echad, that by Eidus Isha, one Eid is enough to be Matar and Aguna. So Pashtus, we would think that this mission is just another example of an Eid Echad, that any Eid Echad is believed to be Matar a woman. So too, the woman herself, she's also an Eid Echad, and therefore she's also believed to say her husband died. The Yerushalmi here makes a point that it's not the case. It's really a totally new sugya. This is something new here with new dinim. It's the din that a woman is believed to say meis baila. The nemanis of the isha asma to say her husband died is be'etzem different than the nemanis of an eid echad. She's not believed because she's an eid echad. Really, totally different lumdis. The Yerushalmi points out that there's two dinim here that are really different time periods. The basic din of Eid Echad, so that we find, the Gemara tells us on Kuf Chaf Beis, the din of Eid Echad only became popular as a heter at the time of Rabbi Akiva. As a whole story, we already saw in Isha Rabbah, and it's repeated again on Kuf Chaf Beis, that Rabbi Akiva went to Bavel, and there he met Nehemiah, Ish Beisteli, this Tana, who told him that I know in Eretz Yisrael they're not knowing to rely on Eid Echad to be Matar Naguna, but he has it from Rami Gamlil Hazakein that really the Emes Mesira is that you should rely on Eid Echad, and he said he should send back in my name that in Eretz Yisrael they should start making use of this Heter of Eid Echad. So that's the time period of Rabbi Akiva. The heter of a woman to be matter herself, the Isha Atzma, so that is here also in the Mishnah. So you have that on Kuf Tezayin, you have the Mishnah. It tells us, the Gemara tells us the whole Maisa about a story that happens where a woman was the only one who knew that her husband died, and they were matter to her, and from that time on, Klal Yisrael was matter based on the Isha Atzma. This whole back and forth between Beis Sham and Beis Hill, but that's what was accepted, more or less. In our mission, we see there's actually machlokus about that. Rabbi Yehuda says that when the woman comes and says meis baila, she's actually not believed, but in addition to that, we need that her clothes are ripped. She has to be clothes ripped and crying, and then we believe her. But if she doesn't cry, we don't believe her. Right? What a shita. That's really who's a shita. So the Yerushalmi just points out that these two didn't aren't totally one or the other. They're different time periods, slightly different time periods. Not all the Tanam agree. Each one is a machlokas Tanam. You could hold that an Eid Echad is believed to say meis baila, but she herself is not believed. Or you could hold the reverse. They're not dependent one on the other. So this is a chiddush. First of all, why not? Right? We would have thought, why shouldn't a woman be believed? Everyone else is believed. Why shouldn't a woman be believed to say her husband died? So there's a chiddush here. It's a big chiddush. Because we find the Gemara in Ksuvas Chav Zayin. The Gemara says there that even when Eid Echad is believed, but we don't believe a Baal Davar. the Gemara is talking there about the din of Psula Kahuna, of a Shvuya. There's a din of a woman who's taken captive by Gayim. So, taken captive by Gayim, there's good reason to say that the Gayim were Ma'anis her. If they're Ma'anis her, so she becomes Psula Kahuna. So such a woman, a Shvuya, is asked to marry a Kohen. But if there's Eidus, we accept the Eidus and we allow her to marry a Kohen. What's good Eidus? So the Gemara says exactly like by Eidus Isha, exactly by Meis HaBaal, that an Eidus is believed, even a Isha, even a Shifcha, even a Karov, any Eidach is believed, but not a Baal Davar. Meaning if the woman herself says, no, I was not Mizana with the Gayim, or if the woman's husband comes and says, no, she was not Mizana. So since they're Balei Davar, so the Mela, they don't have Nemanis. Because Eid Echad is a level of Nemanis that Chazal were willing to believe. Sometimes Eid Echad is believed. But a Baal Davar is nothing. A Baal Davar Bechlal San Eidus. Meaning the person themselves, she's saying about herself, I am Mutatri Mary. So that's nothing. That's not a Nemanis at all. Because when you're talking about yourself, there's no level of Nemanis whatsoever. And therefore, it's sad to say, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, that even though a regular Eid Echad is believed, but the woman herself can't be her own Eid Echad. So, I have to understand, so why is she, yes, believed? The Maaseh, she is believed, but why is she believed? It's interesting. It's not an Emunah. So you find a very interesting Mishnah that I think the Lumdus really brings to the fore, like what's going on here. Mishnah Kuf Yud Ches. So it tells us a story, very common story. Man has two wives. And what happens? The husband takes one wife, he takes Rachel with him on vacation. They go on vacation, Rachel comes back from vacation and says over vacation her husband died. Okay, very nice. So the halacha is that since we believe a woman say her husband died, so Rachel's allowed to remarry. What about her tzara, the other wife? So Leah. So Leah's in trouble because Rachel can't be an Eid Echad for Leah because she's a tzara. Tzaras are chashed, and even though we normally believe in Eid Echad, but there are five women who we don't believe. So one tzara hates the other tzara, and therefore Rachel's not believed to be Mater Leah. Good. So Leah, Rachel remarries. Leah sits in Aguna. But the Gemara says something very interesting. Rav Tarfin says, the Gemara says, this is the halacha, that Leah, she can't remarry, but if her husband was a Kohen, and therefore she was eating truma, she could keep eating truma. Meaning, if her husband really died, so then her husband's a Kohen, she's a Bas Yisrael, so she has to stop eating truma. Not only that, if she'd eat truma, she's b'chayv misa b'dei shamayim. Zar can't eat truma. But since we think her husband didn't die, because we have no proof that her husband died, no raya that her husband died, because Rachel said her husband died, and her husband is the same person as Leah's husband, but Lemaisa, Rachel's not an Eid Echad for Leah. So in Mela, we assume Leah's husband is still alive, and therefore she can keep eating truma, al smach, that she's an Eishes Kohen. So that's what the Gemara says. Mishnah doesn't seem, you know, you just read it, it's like, how does it's pashut, like, what on earth is pshat? It's the same guy. Right? We're paskening that Rachel could remarry. That would be an Isser Chenek. She's allowed to remarry, and that's fine. Her husband, after all, is dead. And Leah is allowed to eat truma, pashas even truma deresa, even though if she was a czar, it would be misa v'dei shemayim. Why? Because her husband's alive. And even though the husband's the same guy. Right? What is that? That's a pella, right? That's just a pella. You know, we know there's, you know, we have a big sugya called Palgina Dibura. Reiflim Gittin or a lot of Basra or Sanhedrin, a lot of Masechtos, that sometimes we are willing to believe half of what a person, half a Eidus, but or Lagabi, one person, not Lagabi, the other person. Right? The famous example is, what do? You have a man, let's say Reuven, and Reuven sees his wife being Mizana with Shimon. So Reuven comes to Beis Din, together with another Eid who also saw this, and they're made against Shimon, that Shimon was Mizana with Reuven's wife. So what's the din? So you can't kill Reuven's wife, because Reuven can't be made against his own wife. But you do kill Shimon. Why? Because we believe what the Edom say. We can't believe Lagabi the wife, because Reuven's apostle Lagabi his wife, because it's his wife. You're apostle to be made against your wife, your karv. But Lagabi the Mizana, Lagabi Shimon, it works and you kill Shimon. So how does that work? The Gemara says, Palgina Dibura. Okay, so we believe this. A, this is true. It's true. You're going to kill Shimon. But Lagabe, Reuven's wife, who also should be killed, hello, the Eidah says she was also Mizana, we don't kill her because we don't have Kasher Eidah. So we see you can believe Eidah for one thing and not for the other thing. So there's such a thing in Torah. But the Gemara is clear that you can't say this. Our case really shouldn't be able to say. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, it says you only say Palgina Dibura when you're talking about two different people, right? You're talking about a wife, Reuven's wife, and Shimon the Menai. If you're talking about two different people, there's two different Dinei Torah here. We're talking about different two people, so we could believe it. Lagabe Reuven being Mizana, we believe it. Lagabe, the fact he was Mizana with Eishes, I'm just, the other guy's wife, so that the Eid's wife, we don't believe it. So we could split things like that. But the Gemara says, B'chad Gufa, you can never split. Right? Sometimes you can't split. Right? The famous example of this is if you learn Makos and Afzai, it says if you have Edom that are made, there was a loan, that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and they're not krovim to the mouth and the lova, but they are krovim to the arev. There's an arev who co-signed this loan, and if we accept the edus of these edim, we'll have to accept that also the arev is also chayiv. So the Gemara says we don't split it. We just have to throw out the whole edus. We have to throw out the edus because it's one din Torah. We can't believe for half and not. For some people, not for the other people. It's one thing. Either there was a loan or there wasn't a loan. So here also, the guy is either dead or he's not dead. There's no way to split anything. So just push it. It seems like the Gemara well understands. You can't split things like that. How do you do that? How do you have that sort of split here? On a derisa level. There's sometimes things are absolutely believed. By Edom, things are absolutely believed. If you have Edom, you'd never be able to split and say, oh, the Edom are karov to one wife and not the other wife, and now let's split it, say they're believed about one wife and not the other wife. If they say one person died, either it's believed or it's not believed. There's no way to split between the two wives. That's not going to work. But there's a different type of nemanis going on here. I would suggest what's going on here is not that Be'etzem, we believe the woman. She says, my husband died. It's not that Be'etzem we believe in Beis Din, it's like Eidus. It's not like Eidus. Why do we believe her? So I would suggest the reason we believe her isn't a regular din of Nemanis. Really, she has no sheikhs to Nemanis, because she's a Baal Stavar. There's another koach, and this is a less obvious koach that a person has, which is mostly in Mamanis, but even Lagabe Dine Ishus, there's something called the Tainus Bari. Tainus Bari, not that I'm being believed, but for myself, I have the right to make a claim. It's most, if you you might have met, if you learn Ksuvis, this is very much in Ksuvis, and Daf Tess and on, the Gemara says a woman has a koach, even an iser, to be matter herself based on her koach hataina. Just like in Mammon. Ishus has learned Dara Dara in Mammon, and just like in Mammon, when there's a taina, that changes the din taira. Din taira, they change based on what the taina of the two parties are. So in Mela, the Gemara talks about, let's say, a woman is found that she was Mizana. How do we know she's Mizana? So, right, the Gemara at the beginning of Ksuvis, that she was married when she was already under 3. And when the Baal has beer with her, he discovers she's a Pesach Pesuach. And he understands someone was Mizana with her. And she says, yes, someone was Mizana with me. So, the din is she would be Aser. Aser to the Baal for being Mizana, as an Isha Sota. But she has the right to make a taina. She has the right to say that, no, it was Ba'onas. And since she makes a taina, her taina works. And normally, when she's besafik iser, an iser of ishus to the Baal, so she shouldn't need 2 eidim, and she herself is not an eid at all, but she has a right to be taina. A person has a right to say, no, it's not true. You're building a case against me that I'm aser. I'm not aser. And the Gemara says the same thing, a woman who's Mizana. We see a woman, a single girl, becomes pregnant. Now we want to know, who is she Mizana with? With a guy or with a yid? With a yid, she's mutter l'kahuna. With a guy, she's going to be pasul l'kahuna. So to be a var such a safik, you better need eidim. But she has the right to be taina. No, I'm telling you, I am making a claim it was with a yid, and I'm kasher l'kahuna. And if you want to prove against me, you're going to need eidim. You're coming against me. It changes the din taira that now she becomes like she's mukhzak. So that's an interesting thing you find. It's interesting in Mammonis we find something else interesting like that. It's a little bit similar to our case here. You know, there's a din of Aveda. That Aveda, someone finds an Aveda, someone else comes and says, it's mine. How do you know it's mine? Let me look at it. It's mine. So it's that person you don't believe. They have to go simanim. But if it's a tzurba merabanan, a person who's a talmid chacham, who we have edus about this guy, he never lies. The Gemara says he's allowed to look at it and say it's mine, and then you give it to him. So the shaylin rishayim, why do we give it to him? Why do we give it to the talmid chacham? It's mamanis. It's mamanis. Pashas needs edim. The Gemara, we say, most Rishonim say, the Gemara in Elam Siyah seems to say, that an Eid Echa doesn't work. If you come and say, that belongs to me, and I have an Eid Echa that it belongs to me, it doesn't work. You need 2 Eidim. But when a Tzurba Merabbanan comes and says, it's mine, you give it to him. So why is that? So the Ritva, Gittin Chav Zayin, so he says, the Pshat is because a Tzurba Merabbanan, we assume, doesn't lie. Stami doesn't lie. Now, that doesn't give a din of Eidus, but he's saying it's his. When he says, that's mine, and he's saying, that's mine, and we wouldn't think that he's lying, and there's no one saying against him. No one's claiming, no, it's mine. We have no idea. It was lost, and maybe it could be his. We have no reason to think it's not his. He's a very honest person, and he's saying it's his, so we have to give it to him, because if not, lehefech. You're stealing from him. Who are you to steal from him? He's saying it's mine. Okay. So that's Tainus Bari. So we come back to our case. So we can say the same sort of lumdus is going on here. Do we know that this woman's husband's dead? We don't really know. Why? Because we don't even have an Eid Echad. We have a Baal Stavar. She has no Nemanis. But what's going on here? She's coming and she's saying, my husband's dead. I'm telling you, I'm an almana, I'm free to marry. And she's muslik in herself. And there's no one saying against her, right? There's no one saying it's not true. And if she is saying the truth, it's not like she's stealing from the husband, it's just saying the husband is not here. There is no husband. And should she lie? No, there's no reason she should be lying, right? The last thing she would want to do is to lie. For her to remarry and she's lying, the husband's going to come in, everyone will see she's lying, she'll become usher to her new husband, her kids from the new husband will be mamzerim. She doesn't want that. There's no reason for her to lie. ah, so there's something in the Torah you need to aid them. But over here, in a chinami, we don't know the truth, but she's mochsuk. She's mochsuk. We say, oh, Misama, she's an almana. She's mochsuk because she has a right to say, who are you to say I'm not an almana? I'm saying I am. I'm saying I'm not an eshesesh. She's tainting it. No reason for her to be lying. That gives a taina, the koch of a tainus bari, that allows her to remarry. That's the machshava. With that, we could maybe explain the Gemara. Shas like this. We have two dinei Torah here. There's two wives of one guy, but one wife is saying, I know I'm not an Eish Ezish. I know. The other wife is saying, I don't know. There is this, my Tzara is saying that she knows, but there's no reason for me to believe my Tzara. Right? My Tzara is a Baal Stavar. She has no Nemanis here, and anyway she wouldn't have Nemanis because she's a Tzara. So there's no Nemanis here. There's no basis for Leia to get married. But Rachel's saying, my husband died. And Ben's, okay, you're saying, you know, your husband died, and we can't, you're a machzik on yourself. So that could be the pshat. In a chinam, when something's established with Eidus in Bez, and okay, so then you can't split. In one din Torah, you can't split. But over here, it's not a pshat. We actually don't know if he's dead or not. But Lagabe, the one who's saying, I know he's dead, she could remarry. The one who says that she doesn't know if her husband died, she can't remarry. So that's the chayra. It's like a new mahalach here, what's going on. It's completely different than Eidus. It's not Echad working as two Eidim. There's no Eidus here. It's just a din of Mechzakas, and that we allow her to go with her Mechzakas. So that could explain another point in the Mishnais here that's very strange. Mishnah Kuf Tes Zayin. The Gemara talks about a woman who says Meis Bali, so she's believed to remarry. But what about for Mamanis? So the Gemara has a whole question, what about for the Ksuva? Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had a whole machlokas about this. Should she be able to collect her Ksuva? And the Gemara says, if you believe the woman for Erva Chamura, you have to believe her for Maman Kal. Right? Erva is more Chamur than Maman. So you believe for Erva, you gotta believe for Maman. So therefore, you believe her husband's dead, she could remarry. So you have to let her collect her ksuva. So very nice. But the problem is the Mishnah says something else. It's also pointed out, the Gemara, like, the Mishnah points it out, but doesn't get back to explaining it. It says, but everyone agrees that the Yarshim can't go into the Nechassim. Everyone agrees that if a woman says her husband died, so, in a chinam, we let her remarry, let her get her ksuva. But her kids, the kids of the husband, of this woman's husband, they can't go into the Yerusha. They can't inherit their father because maybe their father's not dead. I mean, even though the Mishnah says that Erva's more chamer than Maman, but still, the wife could remarry, but her kids can't inherit their father. I mean, you have to leave it there, whatever is done, right? If you learned Lovitzia, Bezin appoints a petropis for the property, but you don't let the kids start using up their father's assets because maybe he's not dead. Ah, you're allowing the woman to remarry. Ah, you said Mammon is less chamer than Erva, we should be more makel. So what's the pshat? I saw this, I found on the Tashbates. Tashbates asked this kasha. This is in Chus of the Tashbates, Chilk Aleph Simon Ayin Vav. So he says, Mamash, exactly this part. Mamash, this in Kuda. He doesn't speak about the first kasha, but this he talks about. He says that, no, because if we believed her, if the reason we're allowing her to remarry is because we believed her, nothing to talk about. Of course, the kid should be able to go into the Yerusha. But that's not why we're being mad to her. We're being mad to her because she has a tiny bari. She has a right to remarry. It's her right. Do we know it's true? We don't mamish know it's true, but she's tainting that she knows. She's tainting she knows, and there's nothing going against that. There's no chshad on her, so we allow her to remarry. But objective yidia, legabe the kids being yorish their father, that needs objective yidia. We have to know it. We don't know it. They're not claiming they know their father's dead. They don't have a right to their father's nechassim because they're not coming with a taina. They're not coming with a taina, oh, we know our father's dead, you have to give us the Yerusha. They're not saying that. They're saying they don't know at all. So the woman for herself, she's taining, I know, so we have to give in to her. But the kids, we don't give in to. Right? It's a different... It's a split. It's a split. It's not based on belief. It's not we don't believe. It's not a vote of believability. It's a koach hataina. Yeah.
So would the same thing work the other way? Like if the kids came, that they could take and she couldn't remarry?
If the kids, l'chayra, well, see, there, an edech is believed even a karov. But if not for that fact, if there's, let's say there was some, right, if not for that, okay.
Once they're saying it for the money, they anyway.
Right. But for them, but etzem, they need to, right, okay. So that just explains a lot of things, you know, a lot of points in this paragraph that are a little bit strange. So I think there's a lot you can understand here. So one point you find, an interesting point here, made by the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir makes a claim that everything is in Evan Ezer, Simon Yud Zayin is Laguna Simon. And if you go into the library here, you could see there's just, Otsra Poskim has volume after volume on Simon Yud Zayin. Which is different shuvos. So the Beis Meir in Simon Yud Zayin Sifhei, so he makes a point that's been accepted the halacha. He says a woman, when she says she wants to, she's an almana, she doesn't have to do anything. She doesn't have to explain why her husband's dead. She doesn't have to go to Beis Din. She just comes into town, go to the shadchan. Where are you? She's an widow. Okay, I'm sorry to hear, and you set her up. The Masader, okay, ask her if she's a widow, okay, fine, and he marries her. There's no need for anything, he says. Beis Meir says, we've never heard of anyone having to be mevardas. She's saying that she knows she's an almana. So he points out this is different than by Eidim. By Eid Echad, so in the end of Yevamos Kuf Chaf Beis, the Gemara seems to understand Eid Echad and two Eidim are treated the same way. The Gemara has a question, do you need Drishas for Chakiros? That anytime there's Eidus, you have to check them out. So the halacha is for that for Dinei Nefashos, you have to do a very rigorous type of Drisha for Chakira to really try to mess them up and find any little prat different in the story. But by Mamanis, we're more makel. Different reasons we're more makel. By Mamanis, they have to say their story, they have to explain their story, but they don't have the same level of Jewish Tzachakios. So the Gemara there has a question, is Eidus Isha, Eid Echad who comes and says, husband died, do we subject her to Dinei Nefashos Dika, Jewish Tzachakios, or is it like Dinei Mamanis? It's a machlokis at the end of the Masechta. But the Beis Meir says he thinks when a woman comes and says my husband's dead, we don't need anything. We don't need all she has to say is my husband's dead. How does he know that? So he knows that from the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah says b'shach shalom. The Isha says her husband's dead. She's believed. So but b'shach l'chama she's not believed. So he says what are we talking about? If it's, what do I care if Shas Shalom or Shas Melchama? It says, the Gemara is Beferish. The Gemara says Beferish. Even in a Melchama, if a Shas Melchama, if the woman says, my husband died, but he died on his bed, she's believed. And even if it's a peacetime, but if she comes and says, my husband died at war, so she's not believed. So he says, what do we care what the time is? If it's, he says, Pshat is, because we're not asking of the woman. And if we're going to have to ask the woman, so it makes no difference whether it's the time of Shalom or the time of Melchama. You'll get her story. did she see her husband die on the battlefield, or was he in bed? On the battlefield, we don't believe her. On the bed, we do believe her. What's the difference? So pshat is that, no, we don't need it, because it's not a din of nemanis. It's just a din of her taina. And mitzad her taina, she's saying she's an almana. No reason for her to lie. No one's against her. We believe her. It's nothing to do. There's no need for any nemanis. There's no need to check her out. So other dinim. We'll just say a few other dinim here. There's really a lot of dinim here that this woman's different. One Indian that's a pella is that we poskim say we believe here even a gaz, even if this woman's a rasha. That the halacha is, the Gemara says in Yevamos Chaf Hei, that an eid echad is believed from a spaila, even if it's an isha, even if it's a karov, even if it's a pasul drabanan, even if it's a gazan drabanan, a masachik v'kuvya. But a gazan d'raisa is not believed even for eid isha. Why? Because there's no nemanis. And a karov still has nemanis. It's just there's a kasif if you don't believe a karov. But a gazan, of course you don't believe a gazan. They don't have the nemanis. The person is a liar. However, by the woman herself, even if she's a gazlan, she's believed. Right? It's pointed out an amazing thing. The Gemara says that a woman who's in a fight with her husband, so then she's not believed to say her husband died. What's a fight with her husband? So the Gemara tells this beautiful story. This woman says that my husband divorced me in front of Ploni and Ploni Adam. Divorced me. Okay, I can finally leave my husband. I hate the guy. Then the Edom come, they ask the Edom, says, is this true? Is the Edom say, Lahoy Dvar Mi'olam? There's no such get, this woman's not divorced. She's making a Bava Mises, she's trying to escape her husband, she's trying to run away. Fine. So that woman, such a woman, is not believed to say, my husband died. Only such a woman. And the Gemara says, why is she not believed? And there's one day she's not believed because we don't trust her. We're afraid she might make a mistake. Even such a woman, we would trust her, but we're afraid she's going to make a mistake because she so much wants to get away from her husband, she's going to have to actually think he died and didn't really die. Shaila is she's Pasul Min HaTaira. She's a shakranis. She lied to Bezdin. She was Hoksa Kafran. Of course she's not believed. We see from there that Be'etzem she's believed. Oh, so why she believed? Because it's not a din of nemanis. She could be a gazlan, but even gazlanim have rights, remarkably, and she has a tainus bari. Another din, and I'm just saying fast because not so much time to go through the whole Indian, but another thing, it's just a pella. I don't even know exactly how to explain this. You could think how to explain this, but the Rama in Yud Zayin, Sif Mem Gimel, he says even a shota is believed to say her husband died. Okay, a shota, let's say someone, even if a man marries a woman and she becomes crazy, she says her husband died, she's believed. Right, so how crazy is she? Okay, so it says, the person is, it can't be she's mamish crazy, of course then we can't believe it, but that she understands what it means that she's married, she understands that this she's going to be able to remarry, and she has that. So how should he believe? So where did he get this from? So I was shocked to see that. It's in the Gra, and then I was shocked to see Yad Ramah. But it's gotten from a Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Huda says, you only believe a woman who says her husband died if she's crying and she has ripped clothes. So the Chachamim ask a kasha on Rabbi Huda. They say, according to you, how is a shota believed? To you, we shouldn't believe a shota. That's Gemara's kasha, because a woman has to be like a together woman who's like just acting like a regular almana. Then we believe her. But a shota, how are you going to believe her? And therefore, the Chacham say it must believe that a woman, even if her clothes aren't ripped, we still believe her when she said her husband died. What do you mean a shota? What do you see? You see that Be'etzem, the Chacham are holding a shota, is believed to say her husband died. How could that be? So Nemanis, certainly there's no Nemanis whatsoever. She's not a Bastas. That's a basic thing. That even Eidecha Nem Visurim, Acher Shoyt V'Katan aren't believed. At least for Dinim Teraisa. I'll say, how do they believe? So the Pshat is there's an in of Tainus Bari. Another interesting point here that I think really just brings this out. very stark is the Ramban and another Rishonim, Ritvan Kofir Ches. It tells us a din of the Gemara that says Eid Echad, when you believe Eid Echad to say that the husband died, he's believed like Shnayim. Kol Mach Mishaminu Torah Eid Echad Himinu Kushnayim. If Eid Echad says that the husband died, even if afterwards another aide comes and says, no, he didn't die, the woman's allowed to remarry, because the first aide, since he was believed, by Beis Din, he's believed as if he was two people, and you could only knock it out with another two aidim. Fine, that's true by an aide echad. The Ramban says, what if the woman comes? The woman says her husband died. So then Ramban says, if ever someone comes out to contradict her, she loses her heter. Why? He says, because when do we say Kol Makom Hashem Mina Torah Eid Echad Mina Kishnayim? That's when it's the dinner of Eidus. But stop the woman coming and saying that she's an almana, that doesn't work. So the Ritva has a nice lashon here. So says the Ritva, that Mir today lav Eidus who. Ritva says her Mir is not Eidus. We don't believe her at all if anyone's going against her. The only reason we believe her is because she's saying it, she believes it, and there's nothing telling us against it. But there's no din of Haminu Kishnayim, because Bechlal, it's not a real din of Nemanas. And the Chayr, that could also be the Pshat, that we find this interesting din by the woman. But Melchama, she's not believed. If she says she was at the battlefield and she saw he was shot and killed, not believed. So why is she not believed? So Stam is a little bit Machlokes Rishonim at this point, but the Pasha says by Edom they're believed. If Edom come and say we saw someone killed, they're believed. By the woman herself, she's not believed. Why is she not believed? So the Gemara says, because she's going to say Bididami. Maybe she saw him being shot by an arrow, and she thought he died, but he really didn't die. Okay. Now what if Edom would say that? So Pasha says, they are believed. Why are they believed? They're believed because okay, they're Edom. That's what they are. They have an Amonis. If he's not, didn't see him die, they'd say, okay, he was shot, and he might have died, he might not. But a woman, even if she says she was shot, and I know he died, we're going to be choshesh. Maybe he was shot and he really didn't die. So the pshat is lechayrus, because there's no real nemanis. There's no din of nemanis here. The only reason we're believing her is because she's has a tiny spari, and there's no reason to doubt her. It looks real. It looks she's muchzuk on herself, right? Because why should we doubt her? She has no motive to lie. True. Okay. But the gabi making a mistake. So now if it's not a din of nemanis, we have to worry about a mistake. So normally we're not worried about a mistake, because normally a woman, she's always with her husband. If she says her husband dies, she knows he died, right? People make mistakes about all sort of things, but if a woman is married to a man, they're living together, she knows if he died or not. That's not the sort of thing she's going to make a mistake about. But if it's on a battlefield, you don't have it. And therefore, by the case of the woman being mad to herself, you always have to be worried about the dummy. And therefore, if she says something that it's possible that she was making a mistake about, so the male, we have to assume it was a mistake. Okay, so that's the side. Okay, a very similar sugya to what we've learned before, but it's that's a very different type of nemanis. Okay, all right. Okay, and next week is going to be Purim. So if you get to come to my house and married people are so invited, I've asked you to make a Suda, right? You probably have your own Suda.
Yeah.
Okay. But, okay. Hopefully we'll... All right, but that's where the share will be.